everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Feet First. It's brought to you by the Foot and Ankle Centers, featuring Dr. Thomas Rappett and Dr. Paul Bishop. The Foot and Ankle Centers are located in Yorkville and Morris and can also be found online at footandanklecenters.com. That's footandanklecenters.com online. Hey, we've got Dr. Rappett in here this time around here, expert podiatrist. How are you doing, Dr. Rappett?
I'm doing wonderful today.
It's good to have you back in. We haven't talked in a while, but let's talk about heel pain today. And just an overview, what are some of the most common causes of heel pain that we have in today's society?
Well, heel pain is probably the most common issue that we deal with in the office. I mean, from pediatrics to adults, and there's different causes in those different groups. But for adults, it would be what we call plantar fasciitis, mm-hmm. which would be pain kind of in the heel area with walking, especially when they first get up in the morning. But it can develop to where they have pain all day long.
Okay.
And it's really important if you have that issue, you get in to be treated as soon as possible, because your treatment options early on can resolve it quickly. As it proceeds and develops into a severe issue, it's much harder to treat, which could ultimately end up in surgery.
Okay.
So in kids, we see what they call calcaneal apophysitis, which is a growth plate issue in the heel.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than a ligament injury, which is plantar fasciitis, we see growth plate pain. We see it in kids that are, you know, ages 5 through 8, which is common growth spurt time frame for them.
Right.
And obviously, girls as well as boys this time of year, they're playing usually dual sports or very active. So we see them in the office with heel pain, you know, my son can't make it through the game, you know, type
right.
of thing. And the diagnosis for that early on is important too, because the earlier that we treat them, the better the results and the quicker back into the activity.
Sure. And you talked about the growth spurt. And of course, with a lot of kids at those points when they're having that growth spurt, if they're involved with athletics, there's going to be a lot of wear and tear on those feet. There's a changing of, am I going from cleats to tennis shoes or vice versa, dress shoes. But they're also putting a lot of pressure on those heels in whatever sports that they're taking out, on the hardwood or on the turf.
Correct. And early treatments such as modalities of orthotics are really important for that athlete, as well as also for adults. Sometimes we have to take them out of sports for a short period of time to allow it to kind of consolidate and recover. So, you know, the earlier they're treated, the less we have to do and the better results. So the modalities we use also for plantar fasciitis in the adult would be regenerative medicine, which is a whole new thing.
Okay.
It's basically injecting their own platelets into the ligament to promote healing.
Really?
Professional athletes get it all the time.
Okay.
And we do that right in our office. We also do what they call an amniox injection, which is an amniotic membrane injection to promote healing to the ligament. We have physical therapy, steroid injections. So there's a lot of things that we do that are conservative. When patients come in late in treatment, those modalities don't necessarily work as well.
Mm-hmm.
And once in a while, we, you know, see a fall through where we have to do surgery.
Okay.
So again, I would stress the earlier the treated, the better the results and the quicker the recovery and back to their activity, whether it be work or sports.
Right. Is a plantar fasciitis, is that more age related? Is it just wear and tear over the years that adults have been, you know, walking and they had their sports and other things and maybe improper shoe wear that they're using?
I mean, that's a very good question. As you age, your collagen in your ligament loses some elasticity, so it's more apt to tear.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, the most common patient that we see is the 30, 40-year-old male that thinks he's 21, plays softball.
Weekend warriors?
Yeah, weekend warriors. And then again, you mentioned shoe gear, improper support. That's where orthotics play a role. It's a custom device we put in their shoes to prevent strain on the ligament, to prevent re-injury, along with stretching, where physical therapy comes into play to keep that ligament flexible
right.
and prevent injury. So yes, shoe gear, foot structure, activity, age, all play a role in this.
Okay. Well, and the thing is, don't ignore the heel pain, right?
Exactly. You need to get in as soon as possible. We have a lot of conservative options, including regenerative medicine for plantar fasciitis. And for the pediatric patients with that growth plate issue, early treatment with immobilization mobilization and physical therapy also allow them to return to activities and prevent any damage to the growth plate.
That's why you want to talk to Dr. Bishop and Dr. Rappett at the Foot and Ankle Centers in Yorkville and Morris. Dr. Rappett, thank you for that fine information about heel pain. We'll see you back next time, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hey, you've been listening to Feet First with Dr. Paul Bishop and Dr. Thomas Rappet of the Foot and Ankle Centers in Yorkville and Morris, specializing in the treatment of your feet and ankles. And they also offer physical therapy and the MedFoot Spa, too. Visit them online at footandanklecenters.com. That's footandanklecenters.com. And we'll see you back here next time for Feet First.